the bell song there from the GN band. You're tuned into Revolution Rock. We just wanted to actually mention this next track we're going to play is an exclusive. It's an unreleased song from a local band that put out a single not too long ago, Olinda. Why don't you tell us about it?
It's not Welsh or British.
That's okay. There's no requirements.
Yeah.
It's a new Canadian banger.
That's it. Filling
my CanCon. Yeah. Well, Serena, she's not on this song, doesn't feature on it, but Serena contributes to the live
aspects.
Performance, yeah. Live aspects of Olinda. So we thought it appropriate to put it on whilst I was here in the studio promoting her new show and our friends in Olinda.
Yeah, what's the name of the track again?
It's called Dreams in Transit and is meant to be released in May.
It's the next single. You can hear the first singles up on Bandcamp, Olinda Bandcamp right now. I'm sure, like, as you mentioned, Dave, you've played them on the show previously.
Yeah.
But this is an exclusive.
Cool. All right, well.
Hot and ready.
First time on the airwaves here on Revolution Rock. Thanks for bringing this in. This is Dreams in Transit by Olinda on CJAM FM.
This must be the ugly. This must be the ugly. This must be the ugliest piece of bread I've ever eaten.
You're tuned to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined by guest hosts this week. We have Serena and Kieran, and we heard a whole bunch of stuff in that set. We ended off with actually a musician that put out a really cool record in 2022 called Nothing But Time, more in the psych direction, and they actually played Windsor last night at the Meteor. Does anyone want to say what we heard? I'll say it. Brianna Barbara, we heard the song Rise from Nothing But Time. Before that, we heard a track going all the way back to 1968 from the Toronto psych and garage scene, the Yorkville scene, as they would call it. We heard The Scarlet Ribbon, and we heard a really psyche track called Four in the Morning, and this can be found on a really obscure compilation called CTV's After Four, and I don't believe they've ever made any other recordings except for this one found on here. Prior to that, Serena brought a couple tracks to play.
Yeah, so before Scarlet Ribbon, I played Yellow Magic Orchestra, a title called Pure Jam from Technodelic, I believe from 1981. Yeah, there's only one surviving member left, which...
A horrendous loss to music. Sakamoto passing away a week or two ago, was it? But yeah, just hard to kind of comprehend.
Yeah, so Hosono's left. Anyways, I mean, that track just makes me giggle because, like, it's a very elegant way of calling a piece of bread, like, moldy. I don't know if you've ever, like, listened to the lyrics, but it's like, this must be the ugliest piece of bread I've ever eaten, wrapped in a foil-like substance. Like, it's beautiful. I don't know. I think I just like that kind of, thing.
Very unique musician, and that's a good example. Also, if anyone's ever listened to the show, we often talk about moldy bread, but we don't bring it up. Before that, we heard music from... what did we hear before Yellow Magic Orchestra?
Then we had the Jellies, who only put out, like, two singles. But yeah, the track was called Jive Baby on a Saturday Night. It is Saturday, and...
You better jive, baby.
I love any type of playlist I need to make for someone, or just like burn a disc,
probably one
throw
of
that
the,
one on there.
The all-time great bass line. Yeah. Jinx.
Oh.
Great bass line. And then also it has a Sonic Youth connection.
Thurston Moore, whatever.
I guess like him championing the song led to a kind of revival of interest in it.
Yeah.
And then we started off with a brand new unreleased track from Windsor's Olinda.
Yeah. That was Dreams in Transit, which is going to be released soon.
Coming soon.
You heard it here first.
Thanks for bringing that track. Rock.
Thank you.
And keep an eye out for that. You can check out their latest singles on their Bandcamp, World Within and The Chalice.
We got a show. I forgot to put that.
And there's a show coming up. Yeah. Olinda is playing in Windsor at Fog when?
April 29th. It's a Saturday, and we're playing with Twin Rains from Toronto. I believe there's a Windsor drummer.
Okay.
Greg Smith. I hope I didn't butcher that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Greg. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I got confirmation, so yes.
There's going to be a lot of jiving baby on that Saturday
night.
Yeah,
lots of fog.
So should head down to the Foggy on the Saturday.
The Fog.
The 29th.
Mm-hmm. The Fog.
The Fog on the 29th for the Olinda. Okay. Really cool stuff. So we're going to continue next with a little bit of some psych garage and surf. We're going to start off with a band from Hamilton that unfortunately doesn't perform and record anymore, but the main musician, whose name I'm forgetting, that wrote all the songs, often will put out different bands and release stuff really sporadically, but sometimes... very prolifically. Anyways, we're going to hear a track from the Ketamines. We're going to hear a track from their 2012 release, Spaced Out. Then we're going to hear some surf tracks.
Woo!
We're going to hear a new track from Messer Trupps, a really well-known band from Russia. They've been around for quite a while, and they have a new EP out called Night Stripper. We're going to hear their surf version of Blue Velvet. And then more music. So stay tuned. You are listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM, and we're syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. We're going to get to a short station ID and PSA, and then we'll get to music from the Ketamines, only on CJAM.